The state's gearing up to spend more than $900 million on rebuilding the Marquette interchange in downtown Milwaukee. But Milwaukee Mayor John Nerquist has dusted off what he calls a state proposal that diverts more truck traffic to the Zoo interchange about 7 miles west of downtown. The plan also uses cost-benefit engineering and makes some other changes, including keeping some left-lane turn ramps. Nerquist says the plan cuts $361 million from the Marquette reconstruction. The mayor says that's better than trimming money for train service or some other recent ideas that would pour money into the Marquette.
About 2 weeks ago, they put out this thing saying they were going to cut everything else, all the local, or a lot of the local aid, then borrow the money and then suck it away from all everything else that the DOT does, including repair roads. That didn't have a lot of credibility. So they really need to spend only what's necessary to give the Marquette interchange new life.
But State Representative Jeff Stone doesn't care for Nerquist's plan. The Greendale Republican used to chair the Assembly Transportation Committee and is now on the Joint Finance Committee. Stone says by keeping left lane exits and some other features, Nerquist would cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in federal highway funds.
Because it would rebuild the Marquette interchange in a way that's unsafe in the current structure, isn't designed to appropriate standards, and what he's proposing would also be an inappropriate design and would continue to have the Marquette be one of the most dangerous interchanges in the state.
Stone also criticizes a list of additional highway projects that environmental groups say could be cut back, including plans for highways 12, 26, 164, 131, the Stillwater Bridge, and La Crosse Highway. Stone says highway improvements benefit communities. Environmentalists say the state could save up to $950 million. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.